All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you back. And I tell you what, it's time for Health Matters. And as we delve into Health Matters today, I'll be speaking with expert Laura Colbert about the Medicaid waiver program that was recently signed into law for the Peach State. And basically what we're going to be doing is going back to the Affordable Care Act, looking at what it was primarily intended to do. We're going to definitely include that component that has to do with Medicaid expansion, which was to be part of the ACA. And we'll compare and contrast Medicaid expansion versus Medicaid waiver. And Laura Colbert is our guest again, our expert with Georgians for a Healthy Future. Laura, it is good to have you with us today. How are you doing?
Great. It's great to be here. Thank you.
My pleasure. So, Laura, before we get into the health matters, the matters of health matters, if you would, share with us a little bit more about what Georgians for a Healthy Future is about, its mission, and your role there.
Yeah, our vision is of a day where all Georgians have access to the quality, affordable health care that they need to live healthy lives and to contribute to the health of their communities. And the way we do that is really through advocacy, by changing the state laws or regulations or how systems work so that healthcare and health insurance works better for everyday Georgians. I'm the executive director here, and our team is three people big, and we are located in Atlanta, but we represent consumers statewide. And we have a special focus on consumer groups who have extra barriers to care. So those might be low-income folks, people of color, LGBT Georgians, people who just have extra, need a little extra help with systems that can make health care and health insurance work for them.
Because as we are learning more and more, accessing health care is not necessarily an easy thing to do.
It's certainly not, and it's not easy for anybody, but we know there's folks out in the state that have an extra burden when trying to get health care and health insurance.
So when President Obama was discussing the Affordable Care Act, of course, it's also known as the Obamacare,
Yes. Was
this one of the purposes that he had in mind to make health care more accessible?
Yeah, you know, the purpose of the Affordable Care Act was really to provide all Americans with some form of health insurance to make that health insurance quality and comprehensive and easy to understand, and to help people better afford any health care that they needed.
Gotcha. And so one of the things that he asked or proposed that we do is make Medicaid expansion part of the Affordable Care Act. But there was a lot of pushback. There was a lot of opposition to the ACA, period. And of course,
there certainly has been.
Yeah. And including opposition against the Medicaid expansion idea.
Yes. So when the Affordable Care Act was passed, it created what we call a no-wrong door system. So everybody was eligible for some kind of health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, and that was not previously the case. You know, when it was passed in 2010, there was a lot of backlash against it. But now it's really become normalized and part of what consumers expect from their health insurance. And we saw some of that in 2017 when Congress tried to repeal it and also to try to dismantle Medicaid at the same time. There was a lot of grassroots opposition to that idea, and that's why the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid still remain intact today for the most part. And a big part of how the Affordable Care Act proposed getting people covered in states across the country is Medicaid expansion. So for people who could afford it, they were to purchase private insurance either on their own or with the help of their employer, which is the employer system is of course one that the U.S. has had for a long time. And then for low-income folks, the Affordable Care Act outlined that they should be covered by Medicaid. And Medicaid is a a state-federal partnership, and it's really health insurance for people who couldn't otherwise get it. So in a lot of states, most people covered by Medicaid are children, pregnant women, seniors, and people with disabilities. And so in Georgia, those are, most of the people who are covered under our system right now. And then the Affordable Care Act expanded which is why we call it Medicaid expansion. It expanded Medicaid to cover low-income adults up to a certain income level. And that part has it's been more politically toxic than some of the other parts of the Affordable Care Act. States can opt in to the Medicaid expansion at any time, and Georgia has so far chosen not to do that.
And so for the states that have opted in, have we seen mostly benefits to that, or have we seen mostly problems that have come about as a result of them opting in and expanding Medicaid?
Yeah, the results from 34 states have expanded Medicaid so far, and Georgia is one of the 16 who has not. But the 34 states who have expanded their programs or in some way, whether that's the way the Affordable Care Act envisioned it or this other way through waivers that we're going to talk about, all of the states have experienced overwhelmingly beneficial results. So their uninsured rates have dropped, and of course when you provide coverage to more people, your uninsured rate is going to go down, and we have seen that happen. But also we've seen some really interesting results around people getting a lot more preventive care, so they're getting a lot more cancer screenings, cancer diagnoses are being caught earlier, we're seeing increased rates of substance use and mental health treatment, so people who were previously uninsured and really needed access to treatment in order to recover and be healthy again are getting those services and able to return to a healthy and productive life. People are better able to look for work because they can manage their chronic disease, whether that's diabetes or something else. They're able to get the prescriptions they need so they can look and go to work more easily. And there's also been a reduction in both medical debt as well as an increase in credit scores in states where they have expanded Medicaid. So it's not just helping people's health, but it's also helping their finances.
Interesting. Increased credit scores for individuals. Well, you mentioned the increased credit scores, people being able to hunt for jobs more. That brings, of course, that puts finances in our minds. And one of the things that I'm thinking about, Laura, is that a lot of the politicians who opposed the ACA in general, Medicaid expansion in particular, claimed that it would be a financial drain on the state coffers. Has that borne out in the states that have expanded Medicaid?
You know, it really hasn't. A lot of that is because the first 3 years of Medicaid expansion was free to the states that took advantage of it. Now, Georgia has missed out on that opportunity, so we will not get any free years. But also, Medicaid expansion comes with a special deal for states. So normally, each state has to pay some part of their Medicaid program, and in Georgia, we pay for a third of it, and the federal government pays for two-thirds. But if states expand, they get a special matching rate, is what it's called. So instead of one-third, two-thirds split, Georgia would get Georgia would pay 10%, and the federal government would pay 90% of those newly covered adults. So instead, it's a 9-to-1 match. So the incredible deal that is has made it really easy for states to pay for and afford, and it also makes it an affordable option for Georgia to think about and consider as well.
Okay, so we go from one-third to two-thirds to a 9-to-1
yes.
split. All right, but in addition, in exchange for having more people covered. So what is the net result? You're covering more people, but you're only paying 10% now instead of paying 33%.
Right. Well, you continue paying 33% for what we call kind of the traditional Medicaid populations, which, again, are children, pregnant women, seniors, and people with disabilities, and some very low-income parents are included in there as well, very, very low-income. So you continue paying for a third of those folks, but those, the adults that would newly be captured in a Medicaid expansion, so those adults who are currently uninsured and making less than about $17,000 a year for an individual, those folks are paid for at the 9-to-1 match. So in Georgia's Office of Planning and Budget just put together an estimate that says states Georgia would pay around $374 million a year for the increased coverage.
Pay $374 million for the increased coverage.
Yes.
And part of the return would be improved debt, improved credit ratings, improved health, which again, I'm assuming would mean less health care costs for the state.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so the state also did an estimate of the state savings. And I'm sorry, I got my numbers wrong. I'm looking at my notes here. So the total state costs would be $239 million a year, but they also estimate that we would save $95 million, which would make the total cost $143 million each year. But again, you are helping people work, be healthier, and these are folks who wouldn't normally be able to have health care coverage.
And so you look at all the various ways that income for the individuals and for the state would be improved, as well as looking at all the costs.
Absolutely, yes.
And that's how these other states have been able to come up with a net gain instead of a loss?
Well, not all of them. In the first 3 years where the program was free, often states did see a net gain. Now states are starting to pay for their 10% of the program, so they will have to pay something, but it's a $143 million out of a $26 billion budget each year.
Wow.
Is really not that big. And so it's not hard for states to figure out ways to pay for that. And there are a number of ways that Georgia could easily do that as well.
Awesome. So when we come back, everyone, I'll be speaking with Laura Colbert about the Medicaid waiver program. We'll look at some of its intricate ins and outs, its details, and look at pros and cons of that. So wait with us. We'll be right back.